So the mask. Let's talk about the mask that we have to wear everywhere we go now, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's Anna and Raven. There's a couple questionable situations I've been in where I don't know what I'm supposed to do because there's no manual on mask wearing, as you probably are aware.
Are we talking about just here at work or what are we talking about?
No, in life.
Okay.
But I will start with one that was here at work. Yesterday I went to the bathroom and we have like community bathrooms here with you go in and there's like a, you know, a bunch of different stalls.
I mean, it's a bathroom. I don't know. Do they call that a community bathroom? When you say community bathroom, it just makes me think of a bunch of people in a pit. It's just weird. I don't know why. Well, or a Russian bathhouse. It's a large bathroom like you find in any other building.
Community bathroom.
I mean, they have doors and stalls.
Anyway.
It's not really like we're all friends.
So the rule is that if you are outside of your studio, which obviously we are, you have to keep a mask on. So now I walk into the bathroom and I've gotten to the point where I don't know if once I walk into the bathroom, am I supposed to take off my mask when I go in the stall?
Right.
Because I'm so grossed out that I'm flushing the toilet and I'm wearing this face mask that the germs...
You're getting a little sweaty under there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not even that.
You can't breathe completely when you go for the wipe.
No,
oof.
It's not even that. It's just like the germs that are spraying up on my face mask. But then I started thinking about it. And like you go in there with your mouth and the germs go up on your face, I guess.
Typically. Yes.
Or I don't know.
And now if you don't, you wear the mask. You come back in here. You bring your fecal matter mask back into this studio.
Is it weird to wear your mask in the bathroom stall? Do you take it off when you go in there? When you go to the urinal, do you take off your mask?
No, when I go to the urinal, no, because then obviously you're involving your hands, and so now you're soiling
your
mask.
Yeah, but you also
what?
Well, when you're going to the bathroom in the stall, you still have to use your hands.
I mean, do I have to draw you a graph?
No,
do, but not when you're actually going to the bathroom
itself.
So
what do you do?
So when you're completing,
what do you do?
I leave the mask on at that point.
In the stall.
I don't have a problem breathing through the mask or sweating or anything like that.
In the stall, too.
Going into the stall. See, you know, I go into the separate one. So I go into the one, it's like an office. It's like an apartment in there. So I go in there, the mask comes off. Coat comes off when I come in the morning. Anything.
Sometimes my husband takes off his shirt. And I don't understand why.
He gets hot.
I mean, what?
If he had that shirt on, he'd still be a little bit restrained.
Anyway.
It gets warm.
So, that's weird. The other the circumstance that I've run into that I found to be really awkward is that if you're like at the grocery store and you have to sneeze, do you still have to sneeze into your elbow if you have your mask on because you're protected?
Yeah, my mother-in-law blew a bubble with her bubble gum inside her mask, not thinking about it.
That doesn't make sense.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those things you just forget, man.
My allergies are so bad that my nose runs all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So the other day I was at Stop and Shop and my nose was running and I was like, well, I can't wipe it, so I just let it drip under my mask while I was grocery shopping, which is disgusting.
It is disgusting.
But like, what are you supposed to do? Get your tissue out, go to a corner, wipe your nose, and then move on?
No, there's no good answer, because the fact is if you sneeze or cough in public anyways, everybody immediately wants to chuck you out of the building.
All right.
We feel like there should be a number we call, and they just come and collect you.
I'm just saying it would be easier if the CDC put out a pamphlet.
Oh, so now we need another set of rules.
Yes.